Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 24th of May, The Natural Man. Adam and all those who were born after him who demonstrated the same faith for offering and obedience were identified by Moses as the sons of God. He distinguished them from the sons and daughters of men. The sons and daughters of men had rejected the opportunity for recovery to fellowship with Yahweh at the gate of Eden. The Apostle Paul said that they had suppressed the truth in unrighteousness. This was a deliberate choice, for the scriptures teach us that what may be known of God was manifest in them, and God had shown it to them. Paul further explained, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened." Elsewhere, Paul described every person in this condition as the natural man. He wrote, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The natural man is unable to receive the things of the Spirit of God, which the heavens themselves declare, because they are futile in their thoughts and their foolish hearts are darkened." Those who are natural men have been given over to uncleanness. They not only live according to their own law in the lusts of their heart, but God has given them up to vile passions and to a debased mind, so that they live instinctively like brute beasts. Of course, we recall that following the fall, the sons and daughters of men became increasingly wicked. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 6 verses 1 and 2, Romans chapter 1 verses 18 to 21, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, Psalm 19 verses 1 to 4, Romans chapter 1 verses 28 to 31, and Genesis chapter 6 verses 5 to 8. For further study, Romans chapter 1.